for 6 years, and I dreamed about being a concert man. I still can't play it though. Okay, who else? Just very quickly, 3-4 people.
Here.
He's already celibate. Yeah. You? Oh, you? Oh, you? Okay.
I dream to be to defeat Obama on the basketball court.
Oh. Okay, good. Okay, just a couple other people. It's okay. We've all dreamed it sometime. I hope. We've already asked you. Let's ask somebody else. John, your wife's volunteering you. It's okay, that's what we're talking about. He dreams about having Christian YMCAs and camping grounds in China for Christian people. Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, one more from you since you're so happy today. The NBA. Okay, it probably have to be the WNBA, right? Okay.
要打职业女篮.
All right. Well, most of us have dreamed about, you're very bashful. Most of us have dreamed about being a star in one way or another.
许多人都有不同的梦想.
Let me think, that would be the life. Then I'd be happy. Then everyone would know who I am.
所以我们的想法是说, 当我们成为明星的那一天, 我们会很快乐, 因为所有的人都知道我的成就.
However, most of us are just ordinary people with average skills, looks, and abilities.
但我们知道现实生活里面, 我们大部分人都是平凡的人, 我们有很多的限制。
But did you know that you, yes, I'm talking about you, can be a star?
但是你知道吗? 我们每一个人都可以成为一个明星, 而且我讲的是每一个。
It might not be exactly like you've dreamed about, but in some ways it might be better than what you've dreamed about.
可能不是你梦想中所要成为的那种明星, 但是呢, 也许是更重要, 或是, 更耀眼。
So I want you to turn to a person next to you, look them right in the eye and say, you can be a star.
所以请你告诉你隔壁的人说, 您可以成为一个明星。
And so as you know, that's what I titled my sermon this morning, so you want to be a star.
所以这就是我今天的讲题, 你要成为一个明星吗?
I want you to turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18.
请大家翻到我们刚刚所念过的腓立比书2章12到18节.
In the back of the bulletin, you'll find the sermon outline to fill in if you would like to do that as I speak.
在 bulletin的后面有印好的大纲.
Now I know that wannabe is not proper English because I teach English.
I missed that, I'm sorry.
I know that wannabe is not proper English because I teach English.
因为我在教英文, 所以这个wannabe 不是一个正确的英文, 字眼。
So back in the first church that I pastored, there was a farmer, his name was Gordon, and he would often use that phrase.
在我做过牧师的第一个教会, 我们的会友里面有一个叫Gordon的, 农夫, 他常常, 他讲话常常喜欢这样的讲法。
And so if we were working, say, on the church and did a carpentry project, we'd get done and he would look at me and say, So you want to be a carpenter, huh?
所以当他看我喜欢做木工，他就说 ，So you want to be a carpenter?
Or if we worked on his farm, I helped him on his farm, he'd say, "So you want to be a farmer, huh?"
所以你要做一个好的农夫吗？等等的。
So I ask you this morning, so you want to be a star?
所以今天早上我要问大家，你要成为一个耀眼的明星吗？
The first thing we want to look at is the goal, which is in verse 15, the last part.
所以我们要看的第一个是第十五节。
It says, in which you shine like stars in the universe.
所以他说你们要像明光照耀。
And so the goal is to shine like stars for God.
我们的目标是能够像为神像一颗明星一样照耀。
God wants us to shine like stars. He wants us to be giving light in the dark world. He wants us to be different.
因为神要我们与这个世界不同，他要我们在像星星的亮光一样照亮这个黑暗的世界。
So if you look back up at verse 12, you notice that the first word there is therefore.
在我们回到第十二节的一开头，那边有说这样看来。
When you see a therefore in the Bible, you want to look back to what it's referring to.
因为这样看来表示前面有一些背景的原因。
And this is referring back to Jesus Christ and the example he set for us.
这边讲的就是以耶稣基督做我们的榜样。
And how he became a star as far as what God is concerned.
耶稣成为神给世人的光。
And it shows the pattern that he set for us.
我们可以学他的样式。
So you want to be a star? Guess what? God wants you to be a star too.
你想要成为一个明星吗？是的，神要你成为一个明星。
I want you to turn to someone close to you, look them straight in the eye and say, God wants you to be a star for him.
所以你在向你的旁边的人讲说，神要你为他成为一个明星。
I'm listening. God wants you to be a star for him. Now, since we're talking about reaching the goal and being a star, there are always requirements to reach that, aren't there?
但是要成为一个明星有几个条件。
And just like with the Olympics, some people are willing to do what's required to be a star, and some people are not.
就像奥林匹克一样，有些人照着这些要求或条件去做，但有些人却做不到。
So let's look at what God says the requirements are and see if we won't agree that we should make these our goal.
所以我们来看一看神要求这些条件是什么。
So we want to look at the requirements to reach the goal, and the first one is, or both of them are actually in chapter 14, or verse 14.
我们看到这两个条件都在第十四节。
Verse 14, the first part says, do everything without complaining.
第一个是说凡事都不要埋怨。
I know, some of you are already complaining and saying, it's too tough already, I don't like it.
很多人也许看到这句话会觉得太难做到了。
Well, this is the one I'm going to spend the most time on this morning because I feel that complaining can become a trap.That many of us often fall into, and we don't consider it a serious thing at all.
这也是我为什么今天我要花很多的时间在这一点上面，因为对很多人来，我所认识的人来说，他们不觉得这个事情是重要的。
So we know that everything means all things.
我曾经讲过这个 everything 就是所有的事情，就是所有的事情。
And I know that all of you, or most of you, know what all means, right?
所以很多人都知道 ALL 英文代表什么。
Read it with me. All means all, that's all that all means.
That all means.
Are you going to translate?
所有就是所有，这是所有代表它所有的意义。
That means the great big things, that means even the very smallest things, and it means everything in between. It includes it all.
就是所有的事情包括在内，没有例外。
Now, most of us at times like to think that It doesn't include certain things. We can say, oh, but this one that is not included in this all.
但是我们在常常在碰到事情我们要发怨言的时候我们会觉得说这个是例外。
But that's not really true. Everything is included in all, is it not?
但神刚刚这个圣经讲的是说凡所行的。
By the way, this means yes.
所有的事情。
Okay. Now when it says without complaining, that means not expressing dissatisfaction or finding fault.
什么叫不发怨言呢？就是不表示不满意，或者是不去挑毛病。
A synonym for complaining is grumbling.
相反的就是说，嘴巴嘟哝不停。
Now, maybe I don't need to preach the sermon here because nobody here complains, do you?
似乎我还没有听到任何人对我发怨言。
You know, if we had a lineup for complaints and for gratitude, probably the lineup would look something like this.
我们看这个卡通里面，发怨言的人总是多，表达感谢的总是少。
Someone decided in the complaint department, they said, please take a number.
因为这么多人要发怨言，所以还要排队拿个号码。
And in case you don't recognize it, that little item right there is that's a hand grenade, and you pull the pin, and you're going to get blown up, right?
我们看那下面就是一个手榴弹，对不对？你把那个保险销一拔掉，这手榴弹就可以爆炸。
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to just think for 15 seconds, 5 seconds is probably long enough, and turn to someone next to you and tell them something you have complained about in the last 5 days.
现在花一点时间告诉隔壁的人你过去五天里面曾经抱怨过的事情。
I complained about having to fix things.
I complained about my wife being late.
I also complained about all the students that were coming catching me at 10 o'clock on Friday night about the picnic on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, or even no show.
Yeah. A lot of or kind of some that came that didn't even call.
No.
All right. I heard a lot of talking going on, so apparently you did some complaining. Who wants to confess? What did you complain about? Anybody want to tell me?
有谁愿意表白
Okay, what did you complain about? Piano, I want to play the piano.
不喜欢弹琴
Okay, who else? What did you complain about? Let's just hear. Okay, right down the line. Your brother. Doing your chores. Okay, at least our children are honest. Where's the adults?
小孩比较诚实啊，大人都不愿意讲话。
Who else? Anybody else? I could call on some of you. I know some of you by name now. Okay, well, I'll admit, I complained about having to repair things. Another thing broken? I don't want to fix something else.
像牧师他对这个他要修理的东西发怨言。
And I was changing spark plugs on my car, my van on Friday, and I said, this is the stupidest engineering I've ever seen.
当他在换火星塞，给他的这个 minivan 换火星塞的时候，他看到这个设计是非常差的。
So you can see that this sermon is for me too.
所以今天这个讲题是也包括为我来讲，因为我也需要改正。
So do you still want to be a star? The number one requirement is do everything without complaining.
所以你还想要成为一个明星吗？你现在知道第一个条件。
I'd like to have you turn to talk about the Israelites in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Please mark this place because we'll come back to it. But turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
有圣经的，请你翻到《林多前书》第十章。
The Israelites is another name for the Hebrews or the Jewish people in the Old Testament.
在这边讲到旧约里面以色列人。出埃及以后
And Paul, the Apostle Paul, is writing these things to us, and he tells us some of the reasons why he is writing.
讲到他们怎么样向神发怨言。
Look at verse 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
让我们看第十章第十一节。
These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
This has a very specific reason that's written down as warnings for us.
所以这些戒禁写在这里，是为了我们的好处。
And now look at verse 10.
那我们看看第十节。
And do not grumble or complain as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angel.
你看这些以色列人当年他们因为发怨言，所以被灭命的天使所杀。
So they grumbled or complained and they were killed by the destroying angel. We better look out, right?
所以我们最好要小心啊。
Well, that probably won't happen, but other things can be destroyed. Our testimony can be destroyed, and our relationship with God can be destroyed.
虽然今天我们埋怨的时候，可能神不会派这些天使来杀人，但是我们跟神的关系会受到破坏，我们跟人的关系也可能。
Let's just think back to some of the things they complained about.
那我们看看他们在埋怨些什么。
Do you remember the story? They were out picking up this white stuff. Do you remember what this white stuff is called?
这些人在旷野没东西吃，他们捡每天捡这个什么叫什么东西的。
I heard several answers. It's called manna, or literally means what is it?
就是玛纳，它的玛纳的名字，原来的名字是什么东西？
And they ate that for 40 years, and so after a while they started to complain about this food, and they started to want the food back in Egypt.
因为他们吃了40年了，他们就觉得很厌烦。
So the first thing they complained about is food.
所以他们就回想到埃及有这么多好吃的东西，他们就很后悔。
How many of you complained about food in the last week?
过去这一周有多少人为了你所吃的东西不满意，你发怨言的？
I think if we could talk to some mothers, we would probably hear that there were a lot of complaints. Well, the second thing they complained about, they were ready to stone Moses and Aaron. They were going to kill them by throwing stones at them.
第二个是他们要处死，他们要打死摩西跟他的哥哥亚伦。
Who were Moses and Aaron? Their leaders.
因为这两个人是他们的领袖。
So they complained about their leaders.
他们对他们的领导不满意。
Now, how many of you complained about a boss or teacher or parents or something like that in the last week?
过去这一个礼拜，你有为你工作的上司或者你的老师发怨言吗？
I won't ask you to raise your hand if you complained about church leaders.
或者是这个教会的领袖。
They might see you and complain about you.
或者是对讲员自己。
Then they didn't have a good supply of water, and so they complained about the water. And God provided them water from the rock.
然后第三个抱怨是他们没水喝，所以神给他们水喝。
So the third thing they complained about was water.
第三个是水。
Now if we were to go back 6 weeks, well, I preached on water, didn't I? It was very dry and very hot. Do you remember that?
如果你记得我上次来曾经讲到跟水有关的事。
Do you know what somebody told me from this church? They said, well, since water went over so well and people like the water, maybe next time you could bring ice cream.
上次我讲到水，所以有人跟我说，那也许你下次可以带冰淇淋到教会来。
I thought about it, but I decided not to.
但这次我没办法。
You know what? They complain about the same things that we complained about.
其实这些以色列人的几千年前所抱怨的东西的性质跟我们今天抱怨的差不多。
And what is really ironic about all this is why were they there in the desert in the first place?
但是我们想想，为什么这些以色列人会在旷野流浪四十年呢？
Is that where God wanted them to be?
是神要他们去的地方吗？
Not at all. He had told them he wanted them to go into the promised land, the land where there was plenty of water, where there was plenty of food.
不是的，因为神要他们去的是所谓的流奶跟蜜的应许之地。
And they said, no, we can't go in there. There's too many giants. We can't conquer that land. We don't want to go in there.
是这些百姓他们不愿意也不敢去那个地方，去征服那个地方。
So God said, okay, I'll give you what you choose. You can wander in the desert for 40 years till all of the adults die.
所以神就给他们，罪有应得去流浪的那四十年。
So now they're out there wandering in the desert because of their own actions, and now they're blaming God.
所以他们不应该来埋怨神，因为他们自己选择不要进去那个应许之地。
But we never do that, do we? I'm afraid we do. Well, maybe they misread this and thought it said do everything with complaining.
也许他们念到这段念错了，刚好念成相反的意义。
And we have to be careful, or it can actually become a habit. Some people have a habit of complaining. Have you noticed that?
我们要小心，我们常常喜欢抱怨的人，到最后变成一个习惯。
And it can cause a lot of problems.
那就会造成很多的问题。
One time I was helping lead a youth camp, and we had, I don't know, probably 60 or 70 youth there at that camp.
有一次我在管理，我去参加一个年轻人的这个夏令营。
And right from the very beginning, I noticed that there was a big problem with complaining and grumbling about different stuff.
大概有六七十人参加，但是我一开始我就感觉到有点不对劲，因为有很多的抱怨。
I talked to the other leaders and said, we've got to do something about this, because if we don't do something about this, it's going to ruin the whole week.
所以我就跟这些领导们谈，说我们必须要来改变这个状况，否则这个礼拜下来不可能有好结果。
And are you aware that grumbling and complaining can ruin homes? It can ruin where you work. It can ruin schools. It can ruin churches.
你知道发怨言可以使你的工作、家庭、你的人际关系、你跟学校的朋友的关系都造成负面的影响。
So we decided to handle this problem with some fun.
所以我们就用一个很有创意的方法来解决这个问题。
And I knew this song we had sung was called the Grumble Song.
我知道有一条歌叫做埋怨歌。
It went something like this, and it's talking about people who grumble. It says, oh, they grumble on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, grumble on Thursday too, grumble on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, grumble the whole week through.
这条歌讲这个埋怨人每天都在埋怨。
So what we did at camp was we would sing that song as the first stanza, and the second stanza we would change it.
所以我们就唱这条歌的第一段，但第二段的时候我们把它改了。
And we made everybody smile while we sang this, but we sang, but we'll smile on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, smile on Thursday too, smile on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, smile the whole week through.
把埋怨改成微笑。
So that was a start, but we decided to do something else with that.
我们也做了另外一个创意的方法。
We call it a monkey court.
我们设立一个猴子法庭。
That means it wasn't a real court of law, it was just a court that we set up.
就是一个假的一个这个审判的过程。
And then somebody asked me if I was the top monkey.
也许我就是那最大的猴子。
And what we would do is people would listen. If they heard somebody grumbling or complaining, they had to have two or three witnesses, then they would come and tell the court.
所以我们的方法是这样，假如有两三个人都听到同一个人在埋怨什么东西，那他们就要起诉这个人。
And in our get-together, when everybody was there, we would bring the guilty person up front and the accusers and see if they were guilty.
然后我们就开法庭审判。
And if they were guilty, we would sentence them to do something in the camp, maybe wash dishes or something like that.
如果证据确凿，我们就处罚这个人。
And guess who we caught grumbling?
你知道我们最后处罚了什么人吗？
She's pointing to me. We caught the camp evangelist grumbling.
原来是来传讲信息的那个传福音的这个讲员。
So we brought him to monkey court along with the witnesses, and he was convicted of grumbling.
所以他们真的把他带进来了，然后有证人。
He was grumbling about the bathrooms. He said they were too dirty.
因为那个讲员在埋怨说你们厕所太脏了。
So guess what we sentenced him to?
所以最后我们叫他干什么
？Yeah, you got it. He was cleaning the bathrooms. Here's what he said. He said, "You know, I may have grumbled, but the bathrooms were dirty."
所以那个人也承认说，我确实是发怨言，但是 但是呢，这厕所实在是很脏。
I said that's really true, but grumbling is not the way to handle it.
但是我们说，没错，啊，厕所是脏，但是发怨言不是处理问题的方法。
And I'm not saying if there's a problem, you shouldn't do something about it, but grumbling is not the solution.
啊，嘴巴里面嘟哝发怨言不是处理问题的方法。我并不是说你们不需要去处理。
We should go to the people who are in charge, the ones who can do something about it, talk to them in a non-grumbling way and just bring it to their attention and see what can be done.
就像我们碰到有人发怨言，我们需要跟他有所沟通，而不是在背后一直讲。
And it fixed the problem of complaining at camp is all you had to do is say, are you complaining? Oh, no, 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 I'm not complaining.
所以我们要去这个面对这样发怨言的人，问他说：“你是不是正在发怨言？”他绝对不会承认。
You ever wondered why do we complain?
So, 你有没有想过为什么我们喜欢发怨言？
Well, if we're looking at general causes, I think one of the reasons is simply because we can't control others or situations.
因为我们喜欢发怨言，是因为我们常常没有办法，控制这个状况或控制其他的人。
How many of you, when you were talking about something you complained about other drivers?
比如说，你坐在车里面，不是你开的，但是你对这个开车的人的方式不满意。
Okay, we're starting to get honest here.
很多人举手了。
And sometimes we just can't control what other people do, and they do some pretty stupid things when they're driving. But we do too.
我们没有办法控制别人啊，确实有时候他们也做了一些很愚蠢的事。
How many of you have heard of Dr. Seuss？
记不记得小时候很多人看的这个 Dr. Seuss 的漫画书
？My favorite one is Green Eggs and Ham. That's one I like. That's the name of the book, by the way. Green Eggs and Ham.
Reading.
Green Eggs and Ham. Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Egg and Ham.
But he wrote another one that's called If I Ran the Zoo.
所以 Dr. Seuss 有一本写一本书，就是假如我能够来管理这个动物园。
And these books tend to be very intellectual, so I recommend them to you. Actually, they're children's books. And this is what this guy says. Now, if I ran the zoo, said young Gerald McGrew, I'd change a few things. That's what I'd do.
所以里面有一个主人就是Gerald， 他说如果我要来管理这个动物园的话，我要做一些改变。
And some of you have said, well, if I ran this business, I'd change a few things or two. That's what I'd do.
就像我们会想到说啊，假如我是这个公司的老板，我会做一些改变。
Or if I ran this university or this school, I'd change a few things or two. That's what I'd do.
或是我这个我做哪个学校校长的话，我会做哪些改变。
And so we complain because we can't control others or the situations.
因为我们对别人的做事没有办法改变。
We also complain because we don't get what we wanted sometimes.
有时候我们抱怨是因为我们没有得到我们所预期的结果。
Children of Israel eat manna instead of leeks and garlics and onions and all that good stuff in Egypt.
就像以色列人抱怨他们的食物。
And they forgot very quickly how bad it was in Egypt.
但是他们却忘掉了他们在埃及虽然有好吃的东西，但是他们是奴隶。
But look at verse 13 in 1 Corinthians 10.
让我们看哥林多前书刚刚所提到的前书十章第十三节。
If you have not memorized this verse, I would encourage you to memorize this verse.
如果你还没有把这个十三节背下来，那么我希望你能够把它背下来。
It says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
十三节说，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能够受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
And that's really a promise to us.
对，这个是神给我们的一个应许。
And we like to think that it refers to the idolatry mentioned in verse 7, and it does, but it applies to more than that.
有些人把这段话的解读连到前面第七节，讲到他们拜偶像的问题。确实， 你可以这样子来引申啊，或者这样的解释。但是呢，同样的这句话也可以用在很多其他的方面。
And we like to think it applies to the sexual immorality that's mentioned in verse 8, and it does, but it applies to more than just that.
同样的，也有人把十三节联想到第八节以色列人所犯的奸淫的罪。
And we like
是的，你可以这样子引申，但是它也一样可以，十三节一样可以用到很多其他的事上。
And we like to think that it refers to testing the Lord that's mentioned in verse 9, and it does.But it applies to more than that.
同样的，你也可以引申到第九节，他们得罪神，试探主。
Because look at verse 10, what did some of them do?
然后第十节是什么？他们做了什么？
They grumbled.
他们发怨言。
That means in verse 13, when we read verse 13, that God will provide a way out from grumbling if we will look for it.
三节说，在受试探的时候，神总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
And so let's talk about a practical side for just a few minutes. Let's talk about the way out of grumbling.
所以我们怎么样来处理在这些试探里面。我们怎么样能够，特别是这个想要埋怨的这个试探。
The first one is simply to ask God for help.
第一个是
I need help.
最重要的是向神求助。
Now turn back to Philippians again. I want us to look at verse 13 in Philippians chapter 2.
请大家回到腓立比书第二章第十三节 ，verse 13.
Verse 13, yes. It says, For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
Philippians chapter 2,
verse
13. 因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
What this is really saying is that God is working in us to give us the will, the desire, to do differently.
也就是说，是神在我们的心里面，让我们能够有这样的意志，去做对的事情。
And it's God who works in us to give us the ability or the power to do what He wants us to do.
是神给我们这样的能力跟意志。
So I think sometimes when we're asking God, we just need to be really, really honest with God.
所以当我们向神求的时候，我们需要向神坦白。
We might have a tough day, and we might need to say, God, you know what? Today, I really feel like complaining and grumbling. I really don't have the desire to stop it.
也许我们在某些时候，我们说，神啊，今天我真的碰到这些问题，我好想抱怨。
And say, God, would you give me the will, the desire to stop grumbling?
那我们要向神说求神啊，求你给我力量跟控制。
And then we need to continue and say, God, I can't do this on my own. I cannot stop grumbling on my own and complaining. I need your help.
我们要向神求助，要向他承认我们自己没有办法来控制。
Would you help me to stop grumbling and complaining? And I think that it's not just this area, but many areas we need to realize. I was not taught this for a long time.And I was trying to do it all on my own, and I was failing miserably.
同样，我们在很多其他方面也是这样。如果我们只是靠着我们自己的力量，我们是没有办法完成的。
So the second thing we need to do is
第二个是
practice thankfulness.
来练习操练一个感恩的心。
You can sing songs of praise, you can just start listing things you're thankful for, and you're going to find out that there is much more to be thankful for than there is to complain about.
当你想抱怨的时候，还不如花同样的时间跟力气来唱一些感恩的诗歌，向神感恩。
The third one is simply quit acting like we deserve everything.
第三个是不要老想的就是说我们配得所有的事情。
Now I know that sounds kind of blunt, but I didn't know any other way to say it without just being straight blunt.
也许你觉得我讲的这句话太直接啊，一点都不委婉，但是我一直想不出来有什么更好的话能够来解释它。
We need to realize how many things are given to us that we do not deserve at all.
我们要想想，事实上我们所承受的许多事情是白白给我们的，不是我们配的，对不对？
And then the fourth thing is just trust God.
第四个是我们要信任、信靠神。
Trust God that He knows what is best, that He's in charge, that His timing is perfect, and He's going to work things out eventually.
你要相信神是掌权的，所有的事情都在他的掌控当中，而且他的时间是绝对正确的。
Then we need to remember the consequences. What's going to happen if we grumble?
也许我们也要记得，如果你不顺从神的话，你喜欢发怨言的话，会有什么样的后果？
We've already talked about a couple of the consequences, and we'll talk about a couple more in just a few minutes.
刚刚我们提到一些以色列人的后果，我们还有一些新的其他的例子。
And then the last one that I put down is to get away from complainers.
最后一个我能想到的就是，假如你有一些喜欢抱怨的朋友，那么你最好少跟他们接近。
It's like a contagious disease.
因为抱怨这个事情就像一个传染病一样。
You might say, I can't get away from it. I work with them.
你也许说，哎，我工作的地方就有这样工作的伙伴，老喜欢发怨言，那怎么办呢？
Well, then just try this. When they start complaining, start telling them something you're thankful for and see what happens.
所以你可以这样子试试。假如那个人跟你抱怨一些事情，你可以反过来跟他讲一些你很感恩的事情。
Now here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at this list and circle two things that God wants you to start working on right away.
现在请你拿出你就看这个单子上面，这个投影片上面这五件或四件事情。那么牧师说你可以圈出一件或两件你觉得你现在就可以开始做的。
So what is the first requirement for stardom?
所以我们来总结一下，什么是要做明星的第一个条件。
Say it with me. Do everything without complaining.
就是凡所行的都不要发怨言。
Maybe some of us need a sign that looks like this.
也许我们需要在家里面哪里有一个这样的 stop sign.
And then the second requirement is to do everything without arguing.
第二个是不要起争论。
Everything equals all things, right?
刚刚说过，所有的事情就是全部的事情。
And read with me again what all means. All means all. That's all that all means. Now, when we're talking about without arguing, we mean not disputing or trying to prove we are right.
不要起争论，就是不要跟别人有口角，或者是想要证明你才是对。
A lot of people like to argue. The baseball players like to argue with the ump.
特别是看这个运动里面像棒球经理或者是教练喜欢跟这个裁判。
Politicians like to argue.
或者是候选人。
Children like to argue.
小孩子。
Adults argue.
大人。
And some people say, I'm not arguing, I'm just explaining why I'm right.
有些人说我不是在跟人家争论，我只是要证明我是对。
This is a man and a woman, it's not a husband and wife.
这个是这并不是一对夫妇。
They're having an argument.
他们在争论一件事。
And she says, if you were my husband, I'd poison your coffee.
假如你是我先生，我要把你毒死。
And he says, if you were my wife, I'd drink it.
说假如你是我太太，我宁可喝那个毒药。
Well, a lot of people like to argue, and it's too bad. Some people like to even learn about the Bible to argue about the Bible. That's really sad.
甚至还有人要跟圣经来争吵。
And so when you hear things like it's not my turn or you're wrong and I'm right, you know there's arguing going on.
所以我们常常听到啊，这个事情不轮到我，不该是我做的。
Or if you hear they wouldn't do it themselves, or it's not my job classification, you know there's arguing.
这个东西不属于我工作分内的。
So it's possible for us to be a star, but the star requirements are pretty high.
所以我们现在了解，要做一个明星还真不容易，因为他的要求实在是很高。
Let's read the first one together again. Do everything without complaining.
第一个要求是凡事不要埋怨。
And the second one, do everything without arguing.
凡所行的不要起争论。
So, do you think it's possible to be a star for God?
所以你觉得能够做得到吗？神要我们做为他做明星，我们做得到吗？
This means yes. This means no. This means you're asleep. How many of you think it's possible to be a star for God? At least shake your head. Can you do that, Mike?
有多少人觉得这是可以做得到的？点头或举手。
But the requirements are a little challenging, aren't they?
我们知道这个要求是相当的高。
So turn to a person next to you and say, "Do you still want to be a star?"
Hey, 问问你隔壁那个人说，他是不是还愿意做明星
？Now the last thing that we're going to do is, you know, God must have some reasons for these requirements. What are the reasons for these requirements?
所以我们现在要谈为什么有这些要求。
Well, look at verse 15, Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
让我们看第十五节啊。的要求的原因是什么
？It says so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault.
十五节说，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪。
And some of you are thinking, "Become? I thought we are already children of God. I thought through Jesus Christ we are already blameless and pure. What does this mean?"
也许你们有些人会问，我们既然成为基督徒，就已经是无罪了，对不对？无可指摘，为什么还要再讲这段话？
Well, you're right, and I think the New American Standard Version maybe makes it a little clearer what it means.
如果我们看另外一个译本，就是 the American Standard 这样的翻译本。
It says that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent and children of God.
这边说你们要能够证明你们是无可指摘，诚实无伪。
And so the first reason why God wants us to meet these requirements is so we will prove we are really His children.
所以这个神要有这样的要求，是因为我们要在世人的面前证明我们是神的小孩，神的儿女。
We can do all the talking and telling other people that we are Christians, that our sins are forgiven, that we're on our way to heaven, and all of that, but the true proof is in what we do.
我们可以在别人面前说哦，我们的罪都赦免了，我们可以到天堂去。但是我们需要用我们的行动来证明。
If we complain and argue all the time, just like everybody else, we show them that Christ really hasn't made all that much difference in our lives.
所以如果我们像世人一样，凡事要埋怨，跟人争论，那么我们跟世人有什么差别呢？
A good question to ask ourselves is, would others know that we are God's children by the way we act and live?
所以我们问我们自己这样一个问题。当别人看到你的时候，人家能够知道你是神的儿女吗？
Second reason is, so we will shine like stars in the universe in a crooked and depraved generation.
在第十五节的下半节说，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，在他们显在这个世代中，好像明光照耀。
Crooked and depraved generation really describes the world that we're in today. Would we argue with that?
我们看到这边圣经所说的弯曲悖谬的世代。
But now suppose you take those who are crooked and depraved, and right in the middle of them, you put someone who is pure and blameless without fault, one who does everything without complaining and arguing. Will you see a difference?
当你在这个弯曲悖谬的时代中间，你放下一个凡事不抱怨也不争论的人，你觉得别人可以看得出来这个人跟别人有所不同吗？
It'd be like a star shining in the dark. It's not very effective here because of so much light, but you have seen stars shining on the darkest night.
好像就像一个黑漆的 夜晚里面你可以看到一些星星，也许它的亮度并不算大，但是还是很明显的表明出来。
All around us today, whether it's our work or whether it's our school or even our community, there are people who are complaining and arguing about many, many things.
在我们周遭环境里面有许多抱怨的人。
But right in the middle of them, we'll put somebody who is doing everything without complaining and arguing, who are pure, blameless, the children of God. What a difference it's going to make.
但是如果你能够在中间不发怨言、不起争论，做一个诚实无伪、神无瑕疵的儿女，这是一个多大的反差。
You may not always be appreciated. You may be even looked on with suspicion.
虽然世人也许并不喜欢你这样做，甚至会瞧不起你。
You probably never get in any Hall of Fame, at least not in this world's Hall of Fame, but you will be in God's Hall of Fame.
也许你在这世界上不会因为这样子做而有好的名声，但是你会在神的这个名人堂里面。
And you'll shine like a star in the darkest of night.
你会在这个黑暗的世代中像明光照耀。
You did want to be a star, didn't you?
所以我希望你真的有这样的意愿，愿意为神成为一个明星。
And then the last reason is so we won't be ineffective as we hold out the word of life.
最后，我们要看第十六节上半，说，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
My wife and I were at a kind of a formal banquet not too long ago, and the waiters and waitresses were walking around with platters of appetizers like this.
我跟我太太前一阵子去参加一个晚宴，一个很正式的晚宴。那边有这个 waiter 跑堂的，他们在拿着这个小菜，端着这个小菜，到处游走。
So they would force them on us. They would just smile with us and walk by. If we wanted one, we would take one. If we didn't, we wouldn't.I should have brought some, right?
所以这些侍者他们会走来走去，会给这拿着这些 appetizer 或小菜给你吃。他不会强迫你吃，但只有等到你要的时候，他会给你。
And I thought of that. I thought in some ways as Christians, we hold out God's word kind of like a waiter, or waitress, not forcing on people, but here it is if you like it.
所以我们基督徒就好像我们拿着神的道一样，我们去给人家看。把道介绍给人，但是我们不要去强迫人。
But let me ask you a question. If the waiter or waitress had dirty hands, greasy hair, dirty clothes, dirty shoes, would you take the food from him?
假如这个侍者很邋遢
，You'd be thinking, I wonder, did they get their hands all over that food? Did they prepare this stuff? I don't think I want that.
这个侍者很邋遢，很不干净。你觉得你对他的食物能够信任吗
？And sometimes Christians will hold out the word of God, but they're complaining and arguing about stuff, and people look at it and say, "Whoa, I don't think I want any of that." It's, you know, it's the way that waiter waitress looks. I don't think I want any of that.
所以我们如果常常抱怨，常常跟人家争论，那么别人看到我们就好像看到这个肮脏的侍者一样。
And it makes us very ineffective in our Christian witness.
那么我们在传福音上面就无法有效。
And so God says, I want you to do everything without complaining and arguing so that we may prove ourselves to be His children, pure and blameless, so we won't be ineffective when people say, oh, you know what? That looks like something I would be interested in trying.
所以神要我们做他无瑕疵的儿女，能够把这个生命的道表明出来，让别人羡慕和愿意得着。
So you want to be a star?
所以你要成为一个明星吗
？Guess what? God wants you to be a star too.
神确实想让你成为他的明星。
He wants you to shine like a star in the darkest night.
他要你在这个黑暗的世代中做他的见证。
And as any stardom, of course, you're going to have to pay a price.
但是要成为明星，你必须要付上代价。
Do everything without what?
凡事怎么样？
Do everything without
不发怨言
arguing,
be pure, 不争论
blameless, the children of God. But you know what's really nice about the requirements that God makes for us? He says, I'm going to help you do it. You don't have to do it on your own.
但是最可贵的是神告诉我们说他又会帮助我们做到。
Whatever God commands us, he says, I will help you do it.
神只要有给我们一个命令他都会说我会帮助你。
But whenever I speak, if God has spoken your heart, I think it's a good time to respond right away.
如果神今天对你的心说话，那么我希望我们能够有马上的回应。
So as you can see this morning, we're going to be having the Lord's Supper communion, as we call it.
你看，我们等一下马上要举行这个主餐。
And during the time when we pass the bread and when we pass the cup, we ask you just to have silent prayer and to talk to God about anything that needs to be talked about.
当我们在传这个饼跟杯到你面前的时候，你可以借这样一个机会来自省。
So we would just ask this morning, in a few minutes when we do pass these, if he's spoken to you about a complaining, grumbling, ungrateful attitude, argumental attitude, would you just ask him for forgiveness? Would you ask him for help? And he will help you.
我们用这个主餐的时间，我们来自己省察，在神面前，我们是不是？常常发怨言，我们是不是没有一颗感恩的心
？So now, if you would join us in singing as we prepare our hearts for communion.
所以我们现在还有一个起应诗歌。
Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding. We'll ask our deacons to come forward at this time to help serve communion. And as they're coming, we just want to give a few instructions. Is that how we do communion here at Michiana Chinese Church?
请执事们到前面来准备海餐。我借这个机会来讲一下这个主餐的规定。
If you are a Christian this morning and have been baptized, even if you are not a member of this church, you are welcome to partake of communion with us.
如果你已经是受过洗的基督徒